Recording and collecting of fingerprints. A person's fingerprints can be recorded by various techniques. Historically, collection of fingerprints was accomplished by applying ink to an individual's finger pads and then carefully placing or rolling the inked skin onto a white card. The resulting fingerprint represents a reverse mirror image of the friction ridge pattern on the finger pad. You are likely aware that more recently, various digital, computerized methods of recording fingerprints have been developed. Ink is no longer necessary, but it is still commonly used. Since fingerprints represent unique individual characteristics of a person, they can be used to positively identify an individual. Various government agencies, most notably law enforcement agencies, maintain fingerprint databases so the fingerprints may be utilized to identify persons, including criminals and others. The surface of normal human skin typically contains a thin layer of moisture composed of sweat and various oils produced within the skin. As a result, it is common for a residual pattern of moisture and oils to be transferred from the finger pad to any object with which it comes into contact. This residual pattern represents a mirror image of the actual fingerprint pattern. The fingerprint left on an object may be an important piece of evidence at a crime scene. These evidence fingerprints may be visible to the naked eye, or they may be essentially invisible. Invisible prints are referred to as latent fingerprints. Crime scene investigators have an array of tools and substances available that allow them to look for, identify, and collect, or at least photograph, evidence prints. When crime scene investigators are looking for latent fingerprints, they are sometimes said to be dusting for fingerprints. I will explain this technique later. When a fingerprint is found and collected by the investigator, the print is said to have been lifted because the print is literally lifted or removed from the object on which it was found. Therefore, the common crime scene scenario involves dusting for latent prints and lifting prints. As I mentioned before, occasionally a print cannot be lifted, but it can be photographed. And because latent fingerprints are composed of sweat and body oils, it is possible to perform DNA testing on the prints. That's right, DNA identification can be obtained from fingerprints. Why have I spent so much time telling you about fingerprints? Well, in forensics, they are helpful for linking crimes to the correct individuals and confirming the identity of both living persons and dead bodies. The fact that they are used every day all around the world is an understatement of epic proportions. Think about how important it is to not mistake someone's identity. Careful attention to detail is of utmost importance. Anyone entering a crime scene can leave behind fingerprints. These would contaminate a scene and would need to be separated from the fingerprints that existed before the scene was contaminated.